Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, he'll be sharing why even very small online businesses are being fined for their website and how you can avoid this little known issue. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. He's an expert online marketer with over 20 years of experience. He stays really current on all of the top marketing methods that'll help you accelerate reaching your business goals for the least amount of money. Free, pretty much, is what we like the most. He specializes in helping beginners on LinkedIn to fine-tune their headlines and profiles to get maximum exposure on that platform, among other things. And he's the founder of Quantum Marketing and Coaching. I'm so grateful to have with us today, Sean Talty. Sean, it's great to have you today.
Great. Thanks for having me on today, Sharon. I really appreciate it.
Well, Sean, you know, as I mentioned to you when we had our first energy connection, we were talking, is that since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, I always ask all my guests, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
Well, really what I've learned on my journey is really just to have an attitude of gratitude all the time and be thankful for the challenges and for the little victories that you have along the way. And I found out really that challenges build character and that victories really build your confidence as you go.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah, you want to say some more?
Oh, I just wanted to say, one of the things that I do every morning, and I've been doing this for a while now, is starting your day by writing down three things that you're grateful for and looking over those things and meditating on those things. It really makes a huge difference in your perspective on your day and your energy as you go throughout your day.
Oh, I love that. I really want people to soak that up because that is absolutely a powerful strategy that so many successful people talk about, the power of gratitude, Oprah Winfrey, you know, really so many people. And there is so much value in that. You know, one of the guests I had on was a quantum physicist and talked about, you know, it's not just woo-woo. I mean, it really is aligned with quantum principles, and it really does shift your vibration, and it shifts the vibration of what you line up with and attract. So I know we could talk a lot about that because I know you also work with people at an inner and outer level in the work that you do. So we're gonna really just go to the next thing I want to ask you is if you can share one challenge, Sean, that stands out that you've faced that's helped you to activate that more in you. Just, you know, people usually say, oh, just one. Yeah, just one. So,
well, I think the writing it down thing is really super powerful. And I think that's it's underestimated the power in that. But I think one of the things I've learned to do too is to stop complaining and to watch how much I complain during a day and try to keep that down to a minimum. I think, you know, being a human being, you're going to complain a little bit about the, you know, the temperature of the room or the food that you're eating. It's too cold or too hot. But I think that to minimize the complaining and really focus on the gratitude, that makes a huge difference. And that's something I've been applying for months and months now. And it really, 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 really helps you.
Yeah, I know you were telling me, and I absolutely concur with this, that, you know, that when you want to shift something is just to be grateful in advance for it, right? So if, so instead of complaining about something, as you were telling me about, you know, you really focus in on that you're grateful in advance that this situation resolves, or you're grateful in advance, you know, that the car starts or whatever it is, you know, it's like folk, even being grateful for something that isn't working yet, to put that energy out there is super powerful and makes a big shift. So it sounds like one of the themes there is really the whole idea of becoming very aware of your energy and how you're focusing your energy. Am I on track on that?
That's right on track.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And of course I know that really flows into everything that you do and how you work with people as well. So I want to really get into why I asked you to be here today. I mean, we will be having you on for some other things as well, but today I want you to share with people, you know, what is the issue? And I was not aware of this, but you made me aware of it, but what is the issue that's going on right now with small businesses online? And you were telling me even businesses that don't get a lot of traffic, or, you know, so people aren't really safe, even if they don't have a large online business with lots of traffic. But what's the issue that people, business owners, online business owners can actually be penalized for, Sean? Can you share a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely, Sharon. You know, as right now, what's going on is most website owners are being caught off guard because they're being penalized and fined for a law that they're mostly unaware of. And that law is the ADA, which is an acronym for the Americans with Disabilities Act. And this law provides that all web content and digital assets, they need to be accessible to the blind, the deaf, and to those who must navigate it by voice or screen readers or other technologies. And unless they make the changes on the website to make them compliant immediately, they could be penalized or fined, you know, for thousands of dollars.
Well, Sean, So I know a lot of people think that the American with Disabilities Act, you know, applies to handicap parking, to access ramps and rails. And but this actually does apply to websites then, right? And this is something that really is causing some issues. So can you tell us a little bit about some cases? Because I know you were citing some of the cases that were online, and it was really pretty amazing.
Well, sure. You know, according to statistics right now, there's over 400 million websites online currently, and they're all required by law to provide equal accessibility to everyone. And give them special, you know, preferences to everyone to be able to navigate the websites easily and without difficulty. It only takes one person to complain to say that your website was not able to be accessed by them, and that could label you as non-compliant. There was even an example of a lady in Florida who has actually filed over 175 lawsuits against small companies and large, including like Sephora, Chick-fil-A, and some of the national brands. Over 175 suits she has actually filed.
So and that was
She was a blind lady, and she uses a reader to access the web content. And so because she was not able to access the web content easily, she was actually started filing lawsuits against folks' websites for that.
So when you made me aware of this issue, Sean, I was surprised. You know, I just didn't have any idea about this issue. And really, when you sent me some links, and I know you have some information in a resource that you're going to provide everybody where they can really see this, because I thought, you know, probably the reaction that most people have. Well, I mean, really, are they really going to find my website? They really, you know, I mean, you know, you talked about, okay, like big companies that have really super deep pockets, like Sephora and, you know, and other big companies like that. But you were telling me, and I was surprised about how are companies finding out about this? How are organizations, and I know you said that there's kind of more of a concerted effort to find websites that are not complying with the ADA. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but attorneys are actually the ones that are benefiting from this. They're actually using AI software to scan the internet you know, for non-compliant websites, and they're even crossing state lines to file some of these suits, which is really sounds ridiculous, but it's happening, and it's happening every week out of the year. I mean, there's over 50 websites filed every day for non-compliant websites, and that's a huge amount when you look at, you know, yeah, there's over 400 million websites, but, you know, over 50 web suits filed per day is a pretty huge amount.
So, Sean, when a company wants to become compliant, what are the steps involved? I know you've got a resource that you're going to give us, because you can't go into all of this, you know, on our episode here, but and we're going to give everybody the link to that. And I want to make sure everyone gets that. But just in general, if you can kind of give us the perspective, because I know it's a pretty easy fix overall, but can you just share a little bit about you know, what you're doing with your company that's really supporting people and serving them, especially heart-centered business owners and folks that just, you know, wouldn't have any idea of this. Maybe they don't even have the resources. I mean, I've always had a team of people that take care of those kinds of things. And it was even kind of surprising to my team, because they hadn't really, you know, really heard of it to the extent that you were talking about, and to some of the challenges and some of the penalties that people were actually receiving once you sent us some of that information. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on our podcast. So tell us a little bit about, you know, about what you help people do, and then you can share with people a little bit about a free resource that they can get that will go into that in a little bit more detail.
Sure. And I know it sounds scary, right? It sounds scary. It's like, no, I don't want to be fined thousands of dollars for my website not being compliant. And luckily, I do have a solution. And there are solutions to this problem. And one of the solutions is to provide a specialized code, and it's specific to each website. It's a specialized code that I generate through my website, folks. And we actually can do two things. We can actually either give you the code to have your web person put it on your website, or my team can go in and install the code on your website, making it ADA compliant. And the way that you know that it's ADA compliant, when you go to a site, you'll see the little ADA handicap logo icon, we'll call it. And it's, you click on that, and that'll give you the options that you need to do things like change the language of the website, change the size of the text, change the brightness of the website, make it a monochrome color so it's not multicolored, it's monochrome colored. And this helps people with dyslexia and people with different types of learning disabilities, as well as can read the website out loud to folks that are blind. Help people with multiple different types of disabilities. So there are multiple options built into the code that will make it easily accessible to everyone who goes to your website.
Yeah, I know that you go into more detail and provide some of the information so people can see for themselves, you know, what's going on. And I think that's really great. Your report's really wonderful. It's short and streamlined and to the point, and really gives you a real clear sense of, you know, how, not only how this can be a challenge, and we certainly don't want to be fined for something that we didn't even know about. And that's really kind of not, as what I understand from you, that's really not any kind of a defense to say, well, I just didn't know about it. Right. So, I mean, it's like, that doesn't fly. And but also really to be able to want to support more people to be able to come to your website and have, you know, an experience where they really are being supported in whatever it is that they need to be able to absorb your information, your material. So it really is broadening that reach even more so. And then also from just a heart place that we want to be able to support people, that they have a more aligned experience with going to your website. So I just think it's amazing. I mean, yes, people are getting fined and there are those things that are happening. So we certainly want to be able to make everyone aware of that and the very simple steps that they can take, but also really to be able to be more of a resource for people and to expand your reach of people that you wouldn't be able to reach that are not able to experience your website in a way that supports them in whatever it is that they need. So Sean, I'm really appreciative of you for putting this together. And can you just tell people a little bit about how they can get that free report of yours? If you give them the link, that would be awesome.
Sure. And in the report, there are multiple examples of companies that have dealt with this issue and how they're dealing with it and how they've pursued, you know, ways to get their sites compliant. You can go to the website here at quantummarketingandcoaching.com/report, and you'd be able to access the report there. Then you just need to put in your name and email, and you'll be able to access the report there.
Oh, I think that's so fantastic. So I'm really grateful, Sean. And, you know, you and I have talked about before how so many heart-centered entrepreneurs just seem to feel so overwhelmed with what can they really focus on most in online experiences to attract aligned people that would be a match to what they're offering. And I know you have a really unique way to help folks pinpoint that. And you're so gracious to offer us the report on the ADA, but also if anyone just really resonates with the idea of feeling so overwhelmed and you'd like to have a strategy session with Sean, I know that one of the things, Sean, that you do is really review people's website, and you're able to come to the strategy session with some very specific things that they can do to attract aligned leads and to be able to have them have a plan for when they leave. So I love how you're just very streamlined, and it's all about taking action and doing things that really are no cost, right? Because we really want, we know that a lot of people need to get on a more level playing field and not have to put out a lot of resources to be able to attract those aligned leads. So Sean, can you give us another link? So for those folks that want to take advantage of the strategy session, and you know, Sean is doing this out of the goodness of his heart. So he doesn't have a lot of time available to do this. So, I mean, I would jump in and get this as soon as possible after you're listening to this so that you can be one of those people that he will have the opportunity and the time to be able to support you and to review your website and to show up at the strategy session already with information that can support you. So Sean, I want to thank you so much for offering that as well for folks after they hear this episode. And, you know, and if you contact Sean and he can do it, that's great. I would just say do it as soon as possible, because there'll be a lot of people when they hear this, they're going to be flooding in. So Sean only has a limited amount of time available, but definitely go and apply. And then Sean will let you know if he can accommodate you. So Sean, give us a link that folks can go and they can apply for that strategy session with you.
Absolutely. It's going to be quantummarketingandcoaching.com/apply for session. Apply, FORSESSION.
No hyphens or anything, just apply for session right after that, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so just say that one more time then.
Yeah, quantummarketingandcoaching.com/apply for session.
Awesome.
And I'd love to just sit down with folks and just talk to them about, you know, what have you been doing in your marketing? You know, what's been working for you? Let's look at your website. Let's look at, hey, have you been using LinkedIn at all? It's a great resource for people to use for free to try to connect with leads and generate leads for the business. So I look at a lot of different free strategies, no cost strategies to help get people going in the right direction with their marketing.
And I love how you really focus in on things that are not super, you know, high tech. They're like anybody can do them. And really, as you said, free, but people can also then just start to get some results without feeling overwhelmed, without feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm not great at tech. So I love how you really acknowledge all of those potential issues that people oftentimes share with you and help them to just hold their hand and just do some very viable or even one next action, one next thing that they can do, right? Like you said, with LinkedIn. I know that you've got some really great ideas about how to utilize LinkedIn. I know that's a very underutilized resource. A lot of people don't think, heart-centered entrepreneurs don't think that it's really viable for them. They think it's more just corporate people, and that's just not the case. And that really is a very fertile area for people to be able to connect. But you really just got to know some key strategies, some simple key strategies. And that's the kind of thing that Sean can go over with you in that strategy session. So, Sean, is there anything you want to share with folks before we close? Just anything you want to share?
I just really appreciate all the guests that you have on, Sharon. I'd love listening to each one of your podcasts, and they've been great to listen to. I've learned lots from all of your guests over the years, and I just really appreciate you having me on today. It's been great.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. We really appreciate you. And thank you for bringing this really important issue to my attention so I can share with other folks. And I want to make sure everyone, you go and get Sean's resource, that free report. It is very short and it really just gets right to the point of what you can be doing. And you can also in there have an opportunity to see what has happened to some owners, and he's got some really great resources to be able to see what's going on, and so that you can avoid any of those kinds of issues, and you can support people and serve them in the highest possible way to be able to experience you and your website and all your wonderful information, all your wonderful energy. So make sure you go to quantummarketingandcoaching.com/report. That's quantummarketingandcoaching.com/report. Make sure you go and get that. So Sean, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your light. We appreciate all of your service and all that you're providing for people.
Thank you much, Sharon. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we'll see you back here. See you back here next time, everybody. We'll see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, and always. See you back here next time, everybody.
Selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.